gotten back from London, playing the Royal Festival Hall with Patti Smith.
And Yoko Ono.
Yeah,
So
she
she
was.
talked about that while she was
Yeah.
here. So what do we have queued up?
We have something called Ashante.
Here we are with Carolyn Strijo, and she was here Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2008.
This is WHFR, the only station making waves. It's a Motor Live Drive at 5 show. I'm your guest host, King Harvest. Roger and Margaret are down in New Orleans and enjoying some good blues music. Our special guests today are going to be the Sons of Adre, a local band out of Dearborn. They're still doing some tuning up here. So I want to let you know this is WHFR Dearborn. You might hear a little leakage in the background. They're tuning up. Prior to them, we're going to play a couple of selections here. Here's a local band, Woodward.
Thank you.
And that was the local band Woodward here on WHFR 89.3 on your radio dial, the only station making waves. We're here with the Sons of Adre. We're going to be going live soon, as soon as we finish the sound check, over in Studio B, directly across from Studio A, where I'm sitting here now. I'm your host, King Harvest. The Sons of Adre, our local band from Dearborn, they're going to be, as we have every week, giving you a full hour of great local music. Checking with our sound engineer. Are we close, Alan?
Yeah.
Are we ready to go? Can you hear me out there in Studio B? Okay. Would you like to give us a quick introduction and tell us who you are and what you're going to play?
We're the Sons of Adre, and
ooh, that's echoey.
That's Tony speaking, and my name's Joe. The drummer's name is Lior. This song's about a girl. Are we ready to go?
You're ready to go.
All right.
Well, there we go. Another great love song here on WHFR, Vultures and Hyenas. Let me ask you guys a quick question here. How long you guys been together?
Well, actually, Joe and I have been playing together for a while. I'd say we're messing around in basements over here in Dearborn since about maybe 2003, 2004.
I worked with Lior a long time ago. He's been playing live with us for a while, maybe about 6 months or so. Joe and I grew up both in East Dearborn, so even before we were playing, we were hanging out, and we knew each other actually. Through school. I grew up on Williamson and he grew up on Orchard, and we both actually went here at one time.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you're alumni of Henry Ford Community College from where
drop,
we are
drop out.
Recording yeah, right now. Do you fellas have another selection ready for us here?
I think so.
Yeah, Leo's going to tell us what's next. What's next, man?
Bathwater Babies. Right,
this song's called Bathwater Babies. I sing this one, and it's about putting the toothpaste back in the tube.
Sounds good, boys.
Thank you.
That was Bathwater Babies.
Yep.
You're listening to WHFR, the only station making waves. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. I'm your host, King Harvest, and we're here with the Sons of Adre.
Hey, y'all.
Did y'all bring your Adre baseball mitts and gloves and everything with you? Or?
They're in our hearts. I think they're our guitars now. Our baseball bats kind of turned into guitars, and our gloves kind of turned into drums and picks and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, they took it away from us when we were... I was just a teenager, just at the time when you get complicated with everything else. And now if you want to play baseball in Dearborn, Little League Baseball, you got to spend the money and go to the the richer end of town, and maybe someday we'll
breaks my heart. I drive by all summer long and see these empty ball fields. Pick up balls, what I grew up on myself.
I know, and it wasn't just baseball. The people that we meet who we used to think we'd have to explain the name to a lot of people, they know about for hockey and a lot of different youth athletics all the way downriver.
Strong supporters all these
everything.
Years.
So,
we want to let everybody know that people always ask us about concert T-shirts. Not really, just close friends.
Yes.
But we already have T-shirts, and you just got to find them at any secondhand store. It's Andre baseball
you gotta
T-shirt. We're not making any. You got them already.
There you go. All right, well, do you have another selection ready for us now?
I definitely know that we do.
Leo, are you going to get in?
And would,
when we used to. Right.
This song's called Remember When We Used To. It's about what we're talking about.
Yeah, it sure is. All right, excellent.
Just excellent, fellas. This is WHFR. This is the Motor Live Drive at 5 show. This is the Sons of Adre performing live in our studio. I want to remind all the folks at home, our loyal listeners, that if you're driving in your vehicle and the signal starts to fade, turn around and come back into our area. Or if you're closer to home, run home and put on WHFR.FM. And if you happen to miss part of the show, we have a podcast of this very show. They'll be available right after the show, right on the website. You can go right there and punch it in, and you'll be there along with all the other goodies we have there on the station.
We really appreciate it.
No problem at all. What's the next selection?
You can just move away.
Oh, this yeah, this is you can just move away.
You can just
sometimes
move
we
away.
Use metaphors, and sometimes the chorus just is
right.
Exactly
okay.
what I mean.
Is this a message to a message to someone in particular? Or?
You know, we all are in the city now. Dearborn is kind of always our home, but it's a transplanted place where that's where me, Leo, and we all met around Detroit. And you know, it's that common problem of sometimes you want people to move, but a lot of times with our friends who tell me how bad it is down there, they got to take off, and you know,
the weather's nice.
Where the weather's nice and the jobs right. are plentiful or whatever.
Right, okay. So, well, you're still here and you'll be playing for us now, right?
Definitely, definitely.
Okay, here we go.
All right.
Well, that one hit home for me, guys, and I was wondering if you wrote it before Kwame left or after. Just kidding.
No, actually, yeah, that's a case all too familiar with us, but it was a little bit before.
A little bit before, okay.
Quite a ways before.
Yeah, it was actually about a year.
Quite a ways
one
before.
One of the first ones I wrote. Joe's and Leo have been playing a lot longer than me.
Right.
If you can't tell them, like,
what are some of the lyrical influences? I hear a lot of clever wordplay and your things going on. Who influenced you?
Well, with me, I mean, from the very beginning, before I played music, it was probably a lot of Detroit bands and Bob Seger before, you know, the Bob Seger system before it got too cheesy.
Yeah, that's actually true. Like, you know, because growing up, what do you listen to? John Cougar Mellencamp, Tom Petty, at least our age group.
And you can get in trouble for saying that now with some hipsters, but the Beatles and, you know, especially Jack White to me was a huge influence with the cleverness.
I noticed you don't have a bass. Was that one of the, or you just couldn't find a bass player? Or
never found one.
We never really found one, and
Leor plays bass.
Leor plays really good bass. You know, I just kind of thought if a bass was as bad as, you know, simple as me on guitar, it couldn't get much much different. And Joe says if he can't write a guitar part that makes you pay attention to just that, then it's not worth playing.
Yeah, that's what I always thought. I always thought, because it's easy. On our better songs, you can tell the two guitars apart. So that's what we're trying to go for.
But Leo is the musician of the group.
Yeah, you have some nice interplay. I've been checking it out.
Thank you.
Do you have another selection ready for us?
I think so, Leo. What is it?
Say it really loud so that people can hear you.
Sweet Sad and Solo!
Oh, no!
This song's called Sweet Sad and Solo.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to throw it out. What street does he live on? Charles Street, I think. Throw a shout out to Andrew Antonazzo.
Andrew Antonazzo.
He might still be at the bakery right now. Okay. Shout out to Italia Bakery.
Italia Bakery on Schaefer.
But anyway, he was our first drummer. We kind of wrote this song with him. It's called Sweet Sad and Solo.
Okay, here's the Sons of Adre. That's it, the Sons of Adre. Methinks I might have detected a little bit of Lou Reed, New York Dolls, New York 1970 in there a little bit.
Definitely. I always thought that was like a Mick Taylor and Keith Richards type of
there you go.
Part. I don't know, maybe that's just me wishing.
Lou Reed, too, is definitely up there.
Speaking of influence, I'd like to ask each of you guys briefly, if you remember when you first decided to play music, what got you into it, and maybe the first song you learned to play that you were so proud to show your friends? Okay.
I'm going to go first. The first song I learned to play was just right before I started playing with Joe, was Lovesick by Bob Dylan off that, one of his newer albums. And it's just time out of mind. It's just a couple chords, and they were really the first two chords I learned.
Great production on that song,
and,
too.
And it was, I realized, I mean, before that, it was hearing the Stooges and realizing that you can, you know, you can have fun and let your passion come through without necessarily being a musical prodigy, and that was what made me want to do it more than anything, but then that was the first song I played. Joe or Leo?
Yeah, I think I'd have to say that my first love was both hip-hop with Tribe Called Quest and then punk rock with, like, NoFX. I'm telling you, NoFX and Pennywise were, like, you know, where it was at. And my first instrument was actually bass guitar. And I had a four-string Ibanez bass, and it was, like, 95. And I was hitting the bass, like, first I was hitting it with a pick. And then I started slap bassing, then I started, you know, plucking, and then I think my first song that I was really proud of playing was Higher Ground, of course, originally by Stevie Wonder.
Of course,
but then the Red Hot Chili Peppers rocked it out, and that slap bass, to this day, that's where it's at. Les Claypool, Victor Wooten, Flea from Red Hot Mike Chili Peppers. Watt. Mike Watt? I don't know Mike Watt.
As you can see.
Yeah.
Joe, go ahead.
But then blues was where it's at.
Yeah, Muddy Waters. I remember my first guitar was an Ibanez six string, like Strat copy, and I really, really, really thought I was gonna be Jimi Hendrix. And then
but you weren't left handed.
Yeah, that too. No, well, yeah, you know, I had all the skill and everything, but yeah. I couldn't.
Couple decades late too.
Yeah, that too.
But before we play the next one, I'm gonna give a little introduction. Joe, you know, he's he writes a lot of our songs. He came out with a CD, a solo CD, not long ago called Best American Cheap. And, you know, it's about, you know, back pocket pints and broomstick microphone stands and doing things best American cheap. And this song is actually off that CD that he plays on his own. But he's taught it to us, and we had a release party not long ago downtown at the Logger House that we got to play a few of his songs that he put out. And it's really maybe one of the only ones off that CD that we're going to do. And maybe the only one that's on piano, too.
May I add that there's no place better to do it, Best American Cheap, Detroit City.
WHFR,
the only station making waves. Go ahead.
This song's called UAW Holbrook Strike. One, two, three, four. The jester's under house arrest, Mr. Trump filled two drunk tanks. Sign him up for Sunday school. Yeah, law school's just the same. Your mammy told you his chemistry. Your daddy had a different side. Mammies are always pretty, and dad's got a lot of things on his mind. Oh, yeah, we lost.
We're lost.
And we home. Are breaking down and union strikes coming fast. Clerks count the money. Yeah, first is near or last. People tell me first is paying on the back of your mind. You're sure I have no say, cause with money you still take no side. Yeah. Yeah, we lost. Everybody on this. Touch me as you.
just want me your smile. For your achy heart, I walk that extra mile. You know, I ain't no sugar daddy, but you ain't yet my bride.
Happy anniversary.
Good Samaritans win a robber with money.
Well, we just had a telephone call here in the station. A guy in his car was digging your sound, and he wants to know where he can hear more.
Well, we have a page. You know, you can.
Shoot, where's our next gig?
You can come to our house.
Yeah.
But our next our MySpace page is MySpace.com/ just Sons of Adre, just like the band's
Sons
name.
Sons of Adre.
We have a live CD recorded at Belmont. We're going to really start recording now soon, so hopefully we'll get some CDs.
We got a tentative title. It's called Best of the Bush Era.
Yep, and not only that, we have three songs coming out on a compilation on 54AM Records that's coming out in March. Actually, Dan Kennedy, a solo artist, is putting it out for us, and three of the songs that you'll hear tonight, probably have already heard, are all going to be on that compilation.
Well, what's on MySpace is not represented.
Yeah.
We got some better stuff coming out.
Yeah, we definitely have some better stuff coming
out. Well, don't talk yourselves down. The guy just called to say he liked it. You know, keep him encouraged.
It was probably our friend Nick.
No, he said he was wondering who you were. I don't think. Well,
oh, cool. Yeah,
it
cool.
Could have been a setup deal. I don't know.
Thank you.
I wanted to give a shout out to Nick, who came up with the idea of calling it Best of the Bush Era, and we're going to take old recordings and make them better for a new release. But I also want to give a shout out to our boy Jay Musla, who's right now listening over the internet in Hebron, Palestine.
Oh,
and,
there you go.
He wrote that last song with me, so. Just want to give him a shout
out.
I wrote like four or five songs with him, but that's just
was that about a specific incident that took place, or?
Well, I told him, I said I got this riff and I was thinking about like money, man, and how we're broke, and so he obviously equated that to not being able to take a woman out, you know. And so that's kind of like what the song is. It's like I'm broke,
and it went in stride with that UAW strike that's going on over on Holbrook,
American
for a
Axel,
while,
you know,
which is right by where we all hang out, you know.
Okay, do you have a gig coming up, too? Or?
We do. Well, our next show, tentatively right now, is that compilation release March 22nd. It's a Sunday. It's at Future Gallery, which is in, I think, Centerline, but it's a really cool place. It puts out a lot of independent artists, not just music, but their artwork itself.
It's in where? I'm sorry, I didn't catch
it's
that.
It's in Centerline. It's actually, Centerline. I think, on Van Dyke, maybe between 10 and 11.
Okay.
The Future Art Gallery,
Will you
called.
Have that information on your website?
Definitely.
At the appropriate
it's on our,
time?
Yep,
well,
it's on our website.
Okay.
And the compilation's coming out. We'll have some other artists on it, and it should be a rockin' good time. So it's a Sunday, so if you guys get out of church, then let's come to the Future Gallery.
Okay, well, let's have another selection.
All right, this song's called Neighborhood. And Neighborhood is my favorite song, and it kind of fits the whole band together as far as the message of us, I think.
Well, here's the message of Sons of Adre with Neighborhood on WHFR.
Yeah,
Quite an ending there. Can you hear me out there, fellas?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. We just got a phone call from Roger and Margaret, the regular hosts of this program. They're down in New Orleans, and they sent their best up to you. And I think they're trying to check on us to make sure we didn't screw anything up. But
we really appreciate you guys
kidding. They'll be listening to this podcast later. But they sent their best wishes, and Margaret's down there trying to collect as many beads as she can.
Mardi Gras
party.
Fat Tuesday.
Yeah, it's getting ready to go on. So that was
my
the neighborhood,
day.
Eh? That was the neighborhood, eh?
Yeah, it was the neighborhood. Yeah. I left my guitar on the fuzz, though.
Oh, I thought it sounded good.
All right.
Nice. Lune de Gras. Lune de Gras is the day to be in Mardi Gras, or in New Orleans.
So I want to remind our listeners that you can go to WHFR.FM at any time and re-listen to this program or hear the parts you missed on our podcast there. This is the Sons of Adre, and this is 89.3, the only station making waves. And we're ready for another selection. Are you guys ready to go?
Oh, yeah. What are we going to play, man?
We're going to play a song about math.
A song about math.
The song's called The Fractionless People, and there's a good story related to Dearborn. My girlfriend's father said that, when you drive over 75 towards the Schaefer exit right there, which is our exit, and how do you get to my town, if you don't learn your fractions, that's where you're going to live. So that's where the fractionless people live. And they're a fraction less than him. Not only that, but this is a big shout out to Officer Southall, who pulled me over there when I was 16 years old.
Oh, no. Yes. Man, he did.
And his daughter.
Like me.
The Sons of Adria here on WHFR. This is the only station making waves, and we are the only station in town that regularly, once a week, on the Motor Live Drive at 5 show, brings a local band in to play for you.
Thank you much.
What are some of the other local bands you guys are friends with or you dig or you go to see when you have a night off from your busy schedule?
Well, actually, the first really...
Headed Up to Here's.
The Headed Up to Here's. They're a good band. With. They're just coming out with a CD. They're kind of a punk band. The Go... At least the Go's first three albums, I mean, I just thought were amazing when I first heard those guitars, and hopefully, you know, they do something soon. Who else? Lear, do you know anybody?
Headed Up to Here's, maybe Texas, Steven and the Reelers, Mantons. I mean, name all these great bands that we've gigged with.
Yeah, we've played shows with a lot of good bands, and... I don't know. It's amazing how much talent
Spontaneous
there is down
Generation.
There. Spontaneous Generation.
The End of the World.
Yeah.
I heard you mention the Lager House. Have you played there a few times?
Yeah, or? We actually that's where our best American Cheap record release was. And actually, I think we had one of the first or second shows when PJ took it over and purchased it.
Right.
And we really like that place a lot. It's really, really close. And in the shadow of Tiger Stadium, too, which we really like. We played our first show at Corktown Tavern a couple years ago. And I like having Tiger Stadium right there because it symbolizes a lot about the band.
Yeah,
I
work down in that area. I'm down there every day.
Great.
Casey's is just down the street from there.
Great. That's where you work?
No, I go there, hang out there sometimes every now and then.
Yeah, we'll hang out.
Yeah. Do you have another selection we have?
We definitely do.
How much time do we have?
We have another 10 minutes, actually. So we have time for two and a half or whatever you want to do.
Okay. Yeah, let's do Phoenix and then we'll end. I know, breaking into.
Oh, we're taking this song.
No.
Come on, are you kidding me?
We have room for maybe three, so.
You have room for three if you hit pedal to the metal here.
Okay, let's do Phoenix.
WHFR, the only station making waves.
Thank you.
Well, we're back here at WHFR. We had a phone call during that song from Nick, who...
That's our manager.
Yeah, he says...
I told him he didn't try to sell you some art.
A few nice things about him, but I told him it wasn't all good. But speaking of shout-outs, I want to give a shout-out here to Allen. He knows more about rockabilly than anyone I've ever met. The Wrecking Hours, our great engineer here, once again doing a fabulous job.
Thank you, Alan.
We've got 6 minutes left here in the show, boys. You got another selection and maybe a little.
I think we just go ahead.
Okay, I'll fade you out when the time comes. All right?
Well, let's just jam it.
We're just going to jam it.
This is the only station making waves. This is the Sons of Adre on the Motor City Live Drive at 5 show.
Breaking into.
This song's called Broken To.
Oh, Broken.
Broke more time for the bass.
A long, long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, a terrible struggle ensued. In this time of strife, a tiny child came forth, and when the smoke had cleared, and the dust had dried, it was revealed to all the child was the great Rob, with two bees that had been prophesied throughout the land to host the Jump Button, home of dope cheap video game music and stuff, on WHFR FM.
Rob! Rob with two bees. The Jump Button's awesome, his show is the best. Putting other radio shows to the test. He made his name playing songs from games. Now the web knows his name.
Two bees!
Rob with two bees. With Mr. Anderson, who lends a Henderson. They're a dynamic duo.
The Jump Button is the best.
The Jump Button is the best.
Radio show.
No one can stop him, but the FCC tries.
Rob Zinkler is quite a surprise.
He comes from games and from anime and cartoons. What's his name?
Two bees.
Rob with two bees.
Check him out on the net.
Are you ready to go?
The Jump Button is the best.
Let's go. All of our radio belong to Rob. So kick off the chair and grease your hair because the show is about to begin.
The following show is entirely fictitious. Any similarity to the history of any person living or dead or any actual events is entirely coincidental and unintentional. Except where specifically noted otherwise in the cast and crew credits. All celebrity voices are impersonated and no celebrities have...